The shooting at the high school in Santee, California this past week, which left 2 people dead and 13 wounded, was a grim reminder of recent as well as more distant acts of violence. But NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore noticed that the Santee shooting did not prompt the usual level of calls for ways to stop them.
Gun control has been an issue in this country since at least 1934, when Congress passed a law restricting machine guns and sawed-off shotguns. In the years since then, a violent episode would usually produce an outcry for gun controls that got debated in Congress and then disappeared from view. There are exceptions. After the assassination of Robert Kennedy and the Reverend Martin Luther King, a 1968 law banned imports, although not production, of cheap handguns called Saturday Night Specials. In 1993, after another spate of shootings, the Brady Bill was passed, named for Press Secretary Jim Brady, who was shot with President Reagan in 1981. It requires background checks for handgun purchases. A 1994 law banned the sale of semi-automatic assault guns. That followed the shooting rampage on a Long Island commuter train in which 6 passengers were killed, including the husband of Carolyn McCarthy, now a member of Congress. But then there were the lethal episodes that produced debate but no legislation. The assassination of President Kennedy and the assassination attempt on President Reagan. The shooting of federal agents by the heavily armed followers of David Koresh in Waco, Texas. And then the April 1999 killings at Columbine High School in Colorado. After Columbine, the Senate passed a bill extending the background check requirement to gun shows, but that died in a Senate House conference. After the latest episode of juvenile gun violence in Santee, California last Monday, the reaction from the White House and Congress is quite different. The difference is silence, as though the government has almost given up on gun control. President Bush denounced the cowardice of the young killer and extended sympathies to bereaved families but said nothing about guns. Members of Congress were also high on sympathy, but low on taking on the National Rifle Association. A few days before the Santee shooting, Republican Representative Jim Turner of Texas said on the NRA website, "I don't think you will hear as much about gun control in this Congress as the last." It looks as though he had it right. This is Daniel Shore.